You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Always a pleasure to welcome good friends of the radio into the radio. And here's Anthony Tonan. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Happy Easter Tuesday to you, if that's what you call it.
Yeah, yeah. And likewise to yourself.
You're wearing a T-shirt. Let me see that T-shirt. Let me see that shirt of yours. It's not a T-shirt at all. I was going to say it's full of fish, but it's there's mammals there too.
Are there mammals?
Yeah, there's the mighty sperm whale. We've been talking about
recently. You're right, yes. I think it's modelled after those posters in the fish and chip shops.
It's very nice shirt, actually. Very nice shirt. And maritime. Yes. And in a country like this where we enjoy kai moana so much. What did you do with Easter, Anthony Tonan, musician Anthony Tonan?
I was recording, so it wasn't slogging my guts out. Yeah, not too much, not too much holidaying. Although I think we did do, we went on the cycle trail.
Right, recorded on the cycle trail. Or?
No, we took it.
Which cycle trail? The pink one or the one down on the South Island? Or which one are you talking about?
Actually, the new Avondale Shared Path. Yeah, we took that.
You seem a little hesitant to tell us that.
Was it not
up to much?
My only reservation is that it ends at Avondale, and at the moment, my wife and I are staying out in New Lynn, doesn't go to New Lynn, so you have to cycle on the road for the first part. Ooh, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, terrible issues there. I mean, that's a first world problem, isn't it?
It should be a first world problem.
Yeah. When you say you're recording, where are you recording at the moment? Where are you recording that?
On Karangahape Road, which my friend Jonathan Pierce, who's played in my band for a long time and always produced my records, he's got a wee studio up there with Bob Frisbee.
Oh, lovely.
The old, I think it might have been, it was even a radio station at some point, maybe KFM or something.
Fleet
like
FM,
that.
Maybe?
Not Fleet, no, it was another one. But anyway, they've got a little space in there, and we've been doing some recording for a long time.
So when's the last time you did some recording?
Oh, you're kind of constantly doing it now. I've sort of...
sort of the way of the world, isn't it, now?
Yeah, I've sort of changed the process so that I can be recording wherever I am. And, I mean, I just record on a little interface at home, and I take my guitars raw, rather than going through an amp and stuff, and then I sort of reamp them later when I want to. Or if I'm recording keyboard, I take it in MIDI and then put it through a keyboard later on.
If you decide to do recording, is it sort of not, well, here's the key, Anthony, and you go, you can just in there yourself, or is it round up the band sort of situation?
It's mostly doing it myself in my own time and trying to figure out how to get the performance right.
Are you a harsh taskmaster on yourself?
Although I delay. I go, you know what, today's not the day to do this vocal take. It'll be after I've done a couple of shows.
See, there's no doubt, of course, whatsoever, that you're a professional. And you don't get to have done what you've done and be who you are without having an element of professionalism about it.
An element, yeah. I try to integrate the recording process now with touring. I found early on that you would record an album or something and then you take it on tour and then suddenly you could play the songs better than you did on the record.
Frustrating?
It is frustrating, yeah. So now I just tend to always play the new songs and take them on tour and make sure I'm actually getting them as good as they're going to get.
Everyone's a winner then as well, eh?
Yeah.
The punters as well.
Punters.
Sure. I was going to pay two free hands. You got something else to play as well?
No, I've got that.
Oh, I've got that. Okay, well, sure. Should we play two free hands and then you can announce your tour?
Okay, sure.
Run on. Since it is called the Two Free Hands April Tour. This is Anthony Tonan, our guest in the studio.
Ask her what she'd like to be, and she stares at her hands. 10 million years passing by in my mind. The suspension in the arches of her feet the development of her spine that led her to stand with two free hands, two free hands. And so many of these kids, they are like seals on the land. Feel the beauty of their movements in a sea that won't let them breathe. And here she stands with her free hands, with her two 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 free hands.
There it is. There's the song. There's the song, Two Free Hands, which is just, you've just blown my mind by telling me that story about why it's called Two Free Hands. Do you want to talk about that on air, or is that a nice little... All right, see, I was just saying to Anthony off air, I wanted to ask, because every time I listen to that song, I think that's a cool concept, that Two Free Hands. What does he mean? And so I asked politely off air, because I didn't want it to be something like, oh, it's just a thing me and my mates say. So, which I didn't know, it's not what I expected, but a wonderful answer. Go ahead, Anthony. Why is it called Two Free Hands?
It's to do with evolution and the development of the human spine to lead to us walking upright instead of on all fours. And the song's about work and purpose and anxiety about what you're supposed to do.
Watchword for today's society, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anxiety! Woo! Yeah.
But, you know, all that to me kind of leads from the evolutionary process where we suddenly had two hands free to do other stuff. But then what do we do with them? Yeah.
Good answer, ladies and gentlemen. So that brings us to the tour itself. Information pertaining to the tour. They're down, it's the Two Free Hands April tour.
Yep.
With full band.
With full band, yeah.
With full band. And who's going to be in the band?
So Stu Howard, longtime drummer, and Dave Flyger, longtime bass player. And then we've got lots of guests. So we've got Jonathan Pierce and Sam Taylor alternating on guitar duties. We've got a good friend, Tallulah Holly Massey, who has helped choreograph some of my dance moves.
She's
going to join us a little bit. And
so like Robbie Williams, he dance moves or just movement?
It's kind of, I wouldn't say I'm Robbie Williams level. It's a little bit more awkward than that, a little bit. But dance and movement has become quite important in the show.
Is that something that you're excited about? That must be quite cool.
It is, yeah. And it's really interesting coming back to the band too, because we haven't played a band show in 2 years, and I guess historically we used to play in Dunedin together, and so it was all very uptight. And
a lot of that's due to the fact you've limited space to move as well, you know, in New Zealand. I think, you know, when you're starting out and you're playing in bands, bands want to do a show, but then they just don't trip over the drums sort of thing.
Yeah, but also very awkward, aren't we, you know?
Oh, yeah, we're dicks.
Yeah. I think if I was to start a band again now, it would, you know, band practices would start with meditation and mumbo jumbo and you know, and dance practice and all that kind of stuff. But it's quite interesting, you know, traveling on this journey with these people that you've been playing music with for 10 years or so, and the awkwardness of trying to say to them, hey guys, do you reckon, you know, I've sort of been doing this thing with the dance moves, do you reckon you could like hold a pose for this song?
That's awesome. No, that's cool. I think that's really cool, man. I think that's creativity right there. But and you know, and especially when I guess on the whole, movement and dance and pizzazz and that sort of thing is a new artist's domain. You know, essentially, you know, if you come out and try to be as flashy and bujuj, as possible, if that's a word.
But it must be,
and that's who you're taking on. You know, and plus with dance and all, you know, but movement, that's really cool. I think it's really cool.
There's a lot more electronic elements in what I do now. And, you know, I try to make it as performative as possible, and I make it difficult for myself to play all the stuff. But there are a few moments when you are just theatrically pressing a button. And if you're going to press a button,
might as well chuck in a hee-hee in there as well.
Express it physically in some way, yeah.
Cool. So you go, Elizabeth Stokes is involved as well?
Yeah, she played French horn on that track, and she's going to come in.
Is she the girl that's on the ad playing that French horn at the moment?
I don't know.
There's a girl on an ad with Lawton Core and some other.
She.
It's like all the expensive ads in New Zealand. It's a power company ad.
Oh, right.
Or a Spark ad or something like that. But anyway, that's by the by.
I hope it's her, because that would be a good payday.
And Tom Healy?
He mastered the track, so he's not playing in the band, but he does the bit where you sit on a computer and make it sound magical.
So there's shows on Thursday and Friday in Auckland at Lot 23, full band shows on the 4th and 5th, but also, it must be the 5th and 6th.
Thursday and Friday, those days
are. But the Wednesday before those two full band shows, you're going to be out on the with us.
I am indeed, yeah.
Is that full band or is it at the Vic in Devonport?
It's just me, yeah. It's just me and my magic box, the Deluxe sequencer drum machine thing.
Awesome. Yeah. That's going to be at the Vic in Devonport, and then the two nights after that, the Thursday and the Friday at Lot 23 with the full band. If you want to get tickets to that, anthonytonin.com.
That's your website, obviously.
Or undertheradar.co.nz for the Anthony Tonin Two Hands Tour. Nice to see you, my friend. Good luck with that. We'll see you out on The Freak and then the following shows afterwards.
Great. We'll see you
there. Those dates again on Wednesday, April the 4th, we're out on The Freak, and the 5th and 6th, it must be for the Lot 23 shows. Thanks, Anthony. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.